And now, what's Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom? I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The GBI is investigating an officer-involved shooting Tuesday afternoon in Carroll County that resulted in the death of a 51-year-old Heard County man. No officers were injured in the incident. The GBI's preliminary information indicates that around 3 o'clock p.m. Tuesday, deputies with the Carroll County Sheriff's Office were investigating complaints of mail thefts near the 500 block of Little New York Road in Carrollton. Deputies encountered Jason Scott Fletcher of Hogansville driving a car and attempted to stop him. Fletcher refused to stop and a chase began. The chase continued toward the Rootville area, at which time deputies asked for the Georgia State Patrol to assist. A Georgia State trooper responded to the area and attempted to deploy stop sticks at the intersection of Highway 5 and Banks Circle in Rootville. Fletcher swerved his vehicle and attempted to hit the trooper. The trooper fired his handgun at Fletcher, striking him. Fletcher was taken by ambulance to Tanner Medical Center in Carrollton, where he died from his injuries. Villarica City Council on Tuesday approved the hiring of a former City of Acworth employee as the city's new deputy city manager beginning in June. Diana DeSanto has most recently served as deputy city manager of support services and city treasurer for the City of Acworth, a post that she held since 2019. According to a media release issued by the city's public information office late Tuesday, as deputy city manager, DeSanto will work with city manager Tom Barber to supervise the day-to-day operations of the city. However, a short time after DeSanto's hiring was made official, Mayor Leslie McPherson did encourage Barber to consider not being around to work with the new hire. McPherson on Tuesday again listed the several issues she has with the current city manager. And although House Bill 1487, which was recently signed into law, gives McPherson as mayor the power to hire and fire a city manager unless overruled by a supermajority of city council, McPherson on Tuesday said, quote, she would attempt to seek a seamless and peaceful transfer of administration authority for the dignity of all parties involved and will initially ask Barber to leave on his own.
I will now ask and instruct the city attorney, David Mecklen, to work with the city manager to present for my consideration an exit plan to be presented in writing no later than Friday, May 17th at the close of the business day, upon which time I will review the plan and make a determination upon its merit after careful deliberation. I am not in any fashion wavering from my commitment to replace the current city manager, nor should the city manager mistake my extension of grace as a sign of weakness, as there is no guarantee I will be amenable to the plan presented.
McPherson concluded that if there can be an agreeable exit plan or if a different approach is necessary, she at that time would be prepared to name a qualified interim city manager. She said she does plan to include city council in decision-making to hire the next permanent city manager. I'm Colin Worthington.